So my talk will be about some polarization effects that might be observed in transiting exoplanetary systems. I should mention that this work is not observational, but based basically on our modelings. So generally, the radiation from unresolved centrosymmetric stars has zero average polarization. But this situation can change when this radiation symmetry will disrupt. In this case, we will have some residual linear polarization, which is also known as the Chandrasekhar effect. We believe that this effect, which was first discovered, observed in binary star Algol, will be also observed in transiting exoplanetary systems. We wrote a simple program code to model this effect and applied it to the exoplanetary system Koro 2, given to the large size of its planet and the solar-like type of spectrum. Here the results of our work. We see here the path of the star across the disk and the light curves and the curves for different polarization parameters. We see that polarization degree can reach as much as 5 × 10⁻⁴ percent for these systems. We further investigated this effect, adding the stellar spots to the star. Following the observational constraints, we obtained the result that shows that the curves remains essentially the same, while the average values grow substantially. So our conclusions is that the Chandrasekhar effects might be quite significant in transiting exoplanetary systems, and it can vary substantially due to the spots. Thank you.
Thank you.